Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Robot Tech. My name is Scotterson5, and today I have a very special guest. If you're new here, we talk about video games, video game topics. Once in a while, we talk about charity. We talked about Extra Life and whale and dolphin conservation. So I figured we should have somebody from whale and dolphin conservation. This is Sally Ward here. Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Great. How is the UK going for you?
It's going okay. I mean, we're having our typical British summer, as most people probably talk about. If you ever come across someone from the UK, we love to talk about our weather. Yeah. But it's actually it's quite nice at the moment.
Great. Sally is the digital partner manager for whales and dolphin conservation. Is that correct?
Yes.
Great.
Yeah.
Great. Cool. Great. So thank you so much for coming here and spending time with me and spending the day, the hour with me. I know time zones are crazy. So we'll kind of dive straight into it. So can you explain kind of what some of the most important, like some of the important work that you do for whales, not you specifically, but just whales and dolphins. Well, you could explain about your role, but some of the important work that whales and dolphin conservation does.
Yeah, sure. So whale and dolphin conservation, or WDC, it's the largest, it's the leading global charity dedicated to protecting whales and dolphins. So we work all across the globe. We've got offices in the UK, in North America, in Germany and Australia, and we have team members kind of dotted all around the place as well. And we work all around the globe to protect whales and dolphins from many threats that they face, and that's including things like entanglement in fishing gear, which is the biggest killer of whales and dolphins. Hundreds and thousands of whales and dolphins die in fishing gear every year. So that's a huge, huge threat that we are working really hard to try and bring to an end. We work to stop whaling and hunting, which sadly does still continue today. We try to bring capture for captivity to an end. There are more than 3,500 whales and dolphins held in tanks around the globe in different aquariums and theme parks. That it's not a life for a wild, long-range creature like a whale to be confined in a small tank. So we want to, you know, rescue and protect whales and dolphins from a life like that. And then we work on other things like marine pollution. So that's plastic pollution, noise pollution, chemical pollution, creating marine protected areas. And we do all of this because for two main reasons. One, we just think that whales and dolphins are awesome. They're amazing, majestic, incredibly intelligent social creatures. They have languages. They have these tight family bonds. There's just so much about them that we just still don't know. And we just think that they deserve to swim wild and free in the ocean, free from all of these harms. And then the other reason why we are existing to protect whales and dolphins is because it's becoming more and more obvious through research and understanding that whales and dolphins, great whales in particular, are actually incredibly important to protecting the planet and reversing the climate and biodiversity change that we're experiencing at the moment. So whales is quite, it's not as known as, so everyone knows that trees capture carbon and they generate oxygen and they're really important to protect our forests, but the ocean is as important as trees are to protecting our environment and our climate, regulating the climate. Whales themselves, they act like ocean gardeners. They are huge, huge animals that capture huge amounts of carbon in their bodies anyway, and when they die naturally, they sink to the bottom of the sea and lock that carbon away for thousands of years. In their long lifespans, they are migrating long distances, they're diving deep into the ocean, coming up to breathe. But when they come up to breathe, they also come up to poo. And whale poo, I do talk about whale poo a lot.
That's okay.
Is filled with really vital nutrients like phosphorus and nitrogen, and that feeds phytoplankton. And phytoplankton are tiny microscopic plants that float on the surface of the ocean, generates half the oxygen we breathe, captures millions of tons of carbon. If you take whales out of the equation, the ocean ecosystem would collapse. Phytoplankton is the first step on the food chain in the ocean, so fish stocks would collapse. It would be a huge problem, and the ocean wouldn't be able to capture as much carbon. It wouldn't be able to generate as much oxygen. So whales are so important to revive their populations. We need more whales in the ocean so that the ocean can continue protecting the planet. So that's kind of why we exist. Whales are really cool. They're also very important, and they face all these threats, and we are there to try and bring all these threats to an end.
Fantastic. Yeah, I'm learning more and more now that, like, and we'll talk about this next question, more and more about whales now that I'm a pod creator. And that's one of the things I never knew about how much carbon that whale, they take up more than actually our current forests. So, you know, whales are a big essential part of our environment. So that's great. Great, fascinating stuff. So as I just mentioned, so I'm a pod creator. So what that means is basically is streamers or content creators stream for a variety of different times throughout the year, such as Jingle Jam, and we have other events that you've hosted. So how did kind of the Games for Waves kind of start through WDC, through that program?
Yeah, so Games for Waves is a relatively new kind of initiative for us. We launched it about a year and a half ago. But WDC's had a really long history with the games industry and streaming. Nearly 10 years now, we've been collaborating with games companies and with streamers to raise vital awareness and funds for the work that we do. Over the years, it became more and more apparent how vital gamers and streamers, content creators, games developers were to us as an organization. We were seeing more and more funds being raised from these amazingly passionate people. And over the last nearly 10 years, games and streaming have raised over £4.5 million for WDC. And that's a huge amount of money. We are not a big organization, and that's actually been really transformational in our ability to do the work that we do. So when I joined WDC about 5 years ago, I, being a gamer myself and kind of the only gamer in the team, naturally took on the partnerships that we had at the time in the games industry. I could see the potential in this amazing partnership that we had with this amazing world. So I kind of really pushed to bring it further up our kind of priorities. And it kind of took a few years of really building those relationships. And I always knew streaming was definitely like a huge part of what we do. We mentioned Jingle Jam briefly. We've been a part of Jingle Jam for nearly a decade as well. And you can just see these amazing people who are just ordinary people who like to play games or to stream content, but they love animals, they love giving to charity. So I decided that we needed to do something to really kind of identify what we're doing with the games and streaming world. And so I just wanted to kind of create this platform where people could really kind of rally under as like a community. So that's where we kind of came up with Games for Waves. Worked really closely with one of our ambassadors from 11-Bit Studios, who really closely with us to kind of get the identity right and bring the right kind of, you know, the look and feel of it all, so that it, you know, people felt proud to be part of the Games for Waves community. So that took about a year of kind of development and getting it designed and branded. And then World Whale Day last year in February, we launched it officially. So it's been, and then last year with our first full year of Games for Waves, we raised £1 million from games and streaming, which is incredible. So yeah, it kind of just grew. And I think once we kind of established Games for Waves as an identity, things just kind of naturally fell into place. People kind of came to it. Gabby then joined our team, and she's really embedded in the streaming world. So she kind of really knew what we needed to do to bring that even further. And we then launched the Pod Creator Program, which is our kind of incentives and rewards program for streamers who are super passionate about supporting us, joining us and fundraising for us throughout the year. And they get cool little rewards, like that cool t-shirt you're wearing.
Yeah. Right here, you could get this.
Yeah, so, you know, it's very much, we really, really value every person who supports us through Games for Waves. And it's a really fun way to kind of engage with our supporters and spread the word to people who might not necessarily ever come across WDC. So yeah, it's really kind of, it kind of grew naturally, and then we kind of really worked hard on it, and then it's kind of grown even more since then.
Yeah, I remember joining, and there's very few, and now it just exploded into this amazing thing now that all these people are now are joining, and it's really great to see in the Discord and stuff. It's amazing. So, like, what was some of the challenges that I think you kind of briefly mentioned a little bit of the challenges, but kind of maybe elaborate of like kind of getting some of that program started.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the main challenge is in most cases is resource. You know, it's just me working on all of our gaming stuff for, you know, just under 5 years, trying to get things going. Obviously, as a charity, we've got limited resources and means to do things because we must focus all of our what we do raise on conserving whales and dolphins. So it's always a balance to kind of understand how to develop something further without kind of taking away from our main goal as an organization. So but we've got some amazing partners, so I think without our ambassador involved, it wouldn't have been as like amazing as it, you know. I guess I'm biased because I kind of created it, but I love the Games for Waves branding. I think it looks really cool. I think it speaks to our audiences perfectly. And I think it wouldn't have been in that way if we hadn't had the support from, you know, our own ambassadors in the industry who's giving us this amazing advice. So, you know, we don't shy away from asking for help. I certainly don't. I'm always asking our partners and our creators for advice on how to do things in the right way, how to do things better, because we want to make sure that everything we do kind of resonates with our supporters, and it's like for them as well as much as it is for us. So we wouldn't want to kind of have this platform called Games for Waves that no one's really interested in. We want to make it something that's exciting that other people want to take part in. So yeah, I think the main challenges were just kind of resources and getting things over the line, but you know, if you're patient, things do come. So yeah, I think it's just getting the word out now is what we're doing. So our main kind of thing is getting as many people understanding who we are, wanting to join us, getting people excited about whales and dolphins, and yeah, but we're getting there. I think now that we have another member of our team, Gabby, it does definitely make things easier having two of us working on this.
Yeah, I will say again that you guys, for two, basically just two people, and I know that you kind of slowly kind of branching out to like other streamers, I can't think of his name, but like him also like being a part of streaming on certain days, because you know, you guys can't stream all the time. Zion.
So we again, I think that's kind of a testament to the types of people that want to support us. Everyone who has joined the Games for Waves community are just the nicest, most helpful people who, you know, they want to help us in more ways than just kind of helping us raise money for whales and dolphins. So yeah, we've had some of our pod creators come on our streams and stream for us on our behalf, because you know, me and Gabby can't be everywhere at once.
Right.
As much as we try to.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I was sorry, I should have said, you guys do an amazing job and so supportive. I will say, just I remember, just I talk about this all the time, just like you for the 7-hour difference, and you spend time on everyone's on p as many streamers as you can. And obviously, especially like being America, obviously they're streaming at 7 p.m. You're it's like what 3 a.m. at that point. So it's like, how can you support you guys do? I, in my opinion, also being biased, I think you guys do amazing for being just two people. It's crazy.
Oh, thank you. That's really nice to hear.
Yeah, no, I will say not. I'm trying to. I'm not being biased. I'm being honest. So great. No, it's great. So the most recent event that you've guys just completed, I feel like now it's been forever, was the World Oceans Day. Kind of. How did that go in like your opinions? I believe if I remember correctly, it was a week of I think it was Ocean Week during that week, and then also kind of during the steam sale during also part of that benefit was benefit or part of that funding went to WDC. So how would that those that event in particular will like Whales and Dolphins WDC be using the money raise for that event?
Yeah, so World Ocean Day is every 8th of June, and we've kind of we it's the biggest day for us to celebrate the ocean and all the marine creatures that live in it. So we always try and do something big for World Ocean Day. It's like our day of the year that we focus everything on. So for the last year, few years, we have been running and hosting a Steam sale, where different developers and publishers put in a game on a discount and then pledge a percentage of their net revenue as a donation to WDC. And it's been going really well. But as we launched, so that started before we launched Games for Waves. And then once we launched Games for Waves, we really wanted to include our streaming community, because our streamers like to play games and our games partners like to have streamers play their games. And it just seemed like a really good way to bring these two sides together into one kind of celebratory event, all to raise funds and awareness for Whales and Dolphins. So we did do like a small kind of low-key streaming event last year alongside our Steam sale, just to test the waters and see if we could actually do this with just two of us running it. And we could, and it went well. So we went all out this year, and it was our biggest kind of hosted multi-streamer event I think we've done so far. I think we had about 30 different streamers taking part during the it was a 2-week event, so we had it the week leading up to the Steam sale starting and then for the whole week of the Steam sale. And over those 2 weeks, we had over 100 individual streams scheduled across 30 different channels, which is amazing. We had our ambassador RT Game take part. We even had some members of the Yogscast take part, which was really cool. And yeah, it completely smashed our target. So last year's streaming event, we raised, I think, just over £8,000. And this year we raised nearly 16. So we like basically nearly doubled the amount of money that was raised, which is amazing. And then the Steam sale this year, again, was, I think, the biggest one we've done so far. We had over 120 different games in the sale. And about 40 to 45 different developers and publishers getting involved, all pledging a percentage of net revenue from their sale games to WDC. I can't tell you the amount raised from the sale yet, because of the way Steam works with paying out income takes a few months, but I hope by August we'll have a final amount. But I can say kind of from what, so the whole event was to support our Safe Seas program, and that's particularly targeting our work on trying to reduce bycatch. And bycatch is accidental entanglement in fishing gear. So fishermen don't want to catch whales and dolphins, but with the way that they fish, different fishing methods, it's hard to not catch everything that's in the sea in that moment. So unfortunately, whales and dolphins do get caught up in fishing gear and fishing nets. So we've got loads of really amazing programs all around the globe. We've got projects in Scotland, in North America, in Hong Kong, in the Central Baltic Sea, all to kind of to work with fishing communities and fishermen themselves to find out why is their gear catching whales and dolphins, and what can we do to change that gear to stop that from happening, but still enabling them to fish and earn a living, because we can't tell. We're not an organisation who believes in not fishing at all, because there are communities all around the globe who rely on the sea 100% for their source of income or for their source of food or protein. So it's difficult to just say, don't fish, eat something else, or do something else for a job. It's not possible for a lot of communities. So our ethos is to work with people to just improve their practices so they can still do what they do. They can still feed themselves, feed their families, earn a living. But what they're doing isn't as destructive to the ocean, to the marine mammals that live there. So one particular project that is really, really cool, that was actually funded by Jingle Jam a few years ago in Scotland, is our creel fisher project. So creels are lobster pots, you might know, right? Like the baskets that they put at the bottom of the sea to catch lobsters and shrimps. They're connected by a rope, and that rope floats up into the water column. And it's that is what minke whales and humpbacks and dolphins get caught up in. So we ran this really amazing project, and it's so simple really when you think about it, is just to swap that rope for a one that's weighted, so it sits at the bottom of the ocean, and so the water column is free and whales and dolphins and fish and basking sharks can swim through it, but the lobster pots are still there and the fishermen can still catch their haul. And that's worked really well, and that's been an amazing kind of like testing project for us to realize that we can work with fishing communities and they are receptive to change, and they're actually, you know, putting the fishing communities at the forefront of the work. You know, it's up to them and they're leading it, giving them that agency. It's so much better than kind of a top-down approach of like governments forcing them to change when they're not ready to. So we really believe in that as a way to make this change. And so all the money raised from World Ocean Day event will go to continuing our projects around the globe, like the Creel Scottish work and in North America and in Hong Kong. But it's also helped us to fund a brand new project that we're going to be starting soon in Sri Lanka. And so that's working with fishing communities in Sri Lanka, particularly tuna fisheries, who use gill nets. And gill nets are like basically a wall of net that hangs in the water, and they can go for kilometers. They're huge, and they are quite destructive. They kind of indiscriminately catch anything that swims into them. And so we're going to be embarking on a new project with fishermen in Sri Lanka to alter their gear so they can still catch what they need to catch to feed their families and earn their living. But it's just not going to catch non-target species, essentially. So whales, dolphins, sharks, things like that. So, yeah, really excited to start that project. And as soon as we have some progress made on it, we'll be sharing more updates on what the team out there have been doing and the successes that they'll be hopefully having with making that change to that gear.
Fantastic. That sounds wonderful. I love it. No, that's cool. That's yeah, I never thought about that. That's amazing. I think, is it still currently going? You still have Humble Bundle still going on?
Yes.
Correct. As of this recording.
As of recording now, we're just about to start week two of our 3-week Humble Bundle. So it's called Pixels with Porpoise. We love a pun at WDC.
Yeah, we do.
So it's a really cool, it's a really nice bundle. It's Pixel indie games. You've got games like Children of Morta, the complete edition, Celeste, Rivals of Aether. I think there's 8 titles in total. And it's about $146 worth of games that you can get for as little as $10. And then a portion of your purchase will be donated to WDC. So I think it's raised, I know I'm mixing currencies right now, but I think it's raised about £11,000 for us at the moment. So, it's really cool. We've been working with Humble for quite a number of years now. So it's nice to have a dedicated bundle with them again. And hopefully we'll see lots more in the future.
Yeah, definitely. I have to pick it up. I definitely have to pick that up. It's such a, Celeste is a good game. What is, I think I've got to do better in the Discord, so that's my fault. So what is the next, next event for Games for Waves or WDC, for Games for Waves that's coming up?
Yeah, so it's kind of, we've been teasing it a little bit over the last few weeks, and we're going to be kind of like officially announcing it, soon. But I think people in the Discord know about it. We have kind of talked about it in the Discord, but October's coming up, Halloween. So we're really excited to be launching our first ever spooky Halloween kind of horror themed streaming event, and it will be called Orcatober. Remember what I said about puns?
Yeah.
So yes, Orcatober will be our next event. It will be a streaming event. We're still planning it at the moment, so more details will be coming soon. But yeah, we've got some big ideas and things to really make this a really fun streaming event, and all kind of focused around highlighting the horrors of captivity, because captivity is a really horrific thing and experience for whales and dolphins. So it will help support our work to end captivity. But yeah, we don't have too much more to say about it at the moment. We just know that it's throughout October. It's called Orcatober, and it'll be horror themed. So yeah, we're
Love
super excited about this one.
I'm signed up. Sign me up. I'm definitely. I love horror, so I'll be down. Yeah. Apologize about. I'm so bad with Discord, but
Don't worry.
yeah. No, great. Cool. Are you kind of nervous about like it being kind of close to Jingle Jam? That like, or do you think you're just gonna
I
kind of.
mean, with Orcatober, we are really looking to branch out to a whole new community. So we are going to be looking at reaching out to lots of horror streamers and horror gamers. And as you probably know, Gabby herself is a very passionate makeup body painter.
Yeah.
So her creations are incredible.
It's
It's kind of
insane.
unreal to think it's just all paint. But we're also really keen to kind of target Halloween as a huge time of the year for body painters, obviously, painting yourself some really spooky looks. So
Yeah.
we're also looking to try and see if we can get the body painting community involved as well. So we're really kind of looking at a different group of people,
Sure.
which hopefully would mean that they would want to continue supporting us if they enjoyed working with us. And then maybe they would like to join us for Jingle Jam as well. But I don't think there will be too much of a problem being in October. That's a couple of months away from Jingle Jam, and it's quite a different type of event.
Yeah. Oh, good. Perfect. Great. So, since we're on the topic of Jingle Jam, and I literally found out about you guys through Jingle Jam, and I'm a huge Yogscast fan for years. So like how, 'cause I knew they kind of started out with different charities throughout, and I know it was probably before your time and your history, but can you like kind of go on that of like how that started, and how do you continue like that connection year after year? And they just announced that they're gonna obviously pick you guys again for picking you guys again this year for supporting you. I guess how do you like maintain that connection with them? And like how did you start it? And I guess like yeah, maintaining that and connecting with them.
Yeah, I mean, Jingle Jam is it's amazing. It's like it's in a whole kind of like tier of its own in a way. It's just such a huge thing, and it's grown into such a huge, amazing event that's benefiting so many charities. You're right, it started, like WDC got involved a lot further before I joined WDC. I think 2016 was the first time we were involved in Jingle Jam, and from what I've been told, it was very much they just chose us because they liked the look of us, and then we kind of threw ourselves into trying to make it bring as much as we can to the event as we could. As Jingle Jam itself has kind of grown through the years and become more of this kind of organized event that, there's a whole team behind it now that actually executes it and gets, the charities involved. We've just kind of, I mean, it helps that the WDC UK office is two train stations away from Bristol, so we are not very far from where they are actually based, so we can kind of go and visit them and see them face to face, and build those relationships and connections with the people at the Yogscast and at Jingle Jam, and really show them what we do. I think one thing that really helps people understand WDC is seeing our work in action, whether that's videos that we've managed to, that we've created, where we've got footage of this project on the ground happening and people can actually see that difference in, you know, in real life. Or, you know, we've taken members of the Uxcast up to our centre in Scotland. We have a dolphin centre. It's a really amazing visitor centre that's got this kind of educational exhibit, a really good shop and a really good cafe. If you ever do make it to Scotland, do recommend visiting for a soup and a sandwich and a walk along the beach by the dolphin centre, because it's a really beautiful place. And Jingle Jam actually funded the refurbishment of our exhibition up there, which is really cool. But we, yeah, we've just kind of, we recognized the power of Jingle Jam and the good, amazing good that it can do for not just ourselves, but for lots of different charities. And so they are one of our most important and major partners. We do work really closely with them. We've got really strong connections with the people within the team that kind of run Jingle Jam. And yeah, we just do our best to try and bring as much as we can. We deliver cakes to them every year.
Yeah.
That's kind of, it started off as like a one-off thing and then we thought, let's do it again. And now it's kind of become the WDC cake moment, which is pretty cool. So yeah, we just try and, you know, they're content creators, they're streamers, they want cool things to show their audiences, and we recognize that and do our best to try and, you know, bring unique content for them that, you know, not only educates their audiences about the amazing work that the donations will be doing for us, but just like a little peek into the lives of WDC that, you know, there's lots of people at WDC that do all these things, and we really appreciate what Jingle Jam does. I know I'm rambling a little bit, but it's just kind of, I don't know, it's kind of like an organic thing that just grew, and we just, yeah.
I'm okay with you rambling about the Uxcast.
I think because we love them so much and we love Jingle Jam so much, like every time it's December and we are in Jingle Jam, like the office is buzzing. Like I remember our finance director would be just glued to her screen, like watching Twitch all day for two weeks. And it's like normally no one's watching Twitch at work. So it is like, yeah, it's just this amazing thing that happens every year that we all get really excited about. And I think, yeah, we just want to share that with everyone and with Jingle Jam and the Uxcast themselves. And, you know, we really appreciate the amazing support that they do bring for us. So we try and give back as much as we can. So, yeah, taking, you know, we took the Hack Films to Iceland to show them firsthand the work that we've been doing there to stop whaling. And they made a vlog, and some of the episodes did feature some bits about the work that we've been doing, which is really cool. So we try and give back as much as we can, because they give us so much as already, so it's the least we can do.
Definitely. Yeah, I literally, like I said, found out through you guys for them, and then one of my streamer friends started fundraising for you, and I was like, oh, what's WDC about, what's this about? And then I watching Uxcast and for years, like I said, and then watching your cake stuff last year, and really try to watch as much as I can during, obviously, again, working, but and obviously time difference, it's like, you know, pretty much the stars. And then but yeah, I love the, like, obviously the support and ambassadors that from the Uxcast, like RT Game and Raz and, you know, Hat Films. And I'm super jealous. I'm jealous that you guys have that. You could see them. And they seem so passionate and so supportive of you guys. And then that's just means, like, hopefully more people will know about us and know about WDC, rather. And then more about what you guys do. And then more donations. It's great.
Yeah, I mean, that's something about the Uxcast and Jingle Jam. Like, they're so incredibly humble. Like, they kind of, they said to us quite a few times that, like, they feel like it's amazing how Jingle Jam's turned out, because I just kind of, like, sat at their desks playing games.
Right.
But then suddenly all these people rally around them to raise such a huge amount of money for so many charities. So yeah, they're a good bunch of people.
Yeah,
very humble.
definitely. So pretty much last question that I have, very important question, is what is your favorite sea animal?
So if you've seen me on any of the WDC streams, you've probably seen me talk everyone's ear off about how much I love sperm whales. I think they are the coolest whale. And I'll go through the quickly because I have other favorite animals that aren't whales.
They're hard to pick.
But yes, I do. Sperm whales, I think, are my favorite whale because they just look really weird. They are like aliens. I mean, they always kind of equate the ocean to outer space. Like we know more about outer space or the surface of Mars. I can't remember the saying now, but then we do the deep ocean, you know, like 20% of the ocean has actually been explored, which is crazy considering it's on our planet. And so it kind of makes sense that deep sea creatures or the sea creatures in general would look a bit like aliens. Gravity works differently. Pressure changes the way animals look down there. But sperm whales are just enormous, absolutely huge. They've got like these big squarish kind of heads. They've got all these gnarly scars all over their faces. And they just look really kind of epic, but they're actually really gentle giants. So they have really tight family groups. And when they go down, because they dive really deep into the like no light darkness of the ocean. And when they do go down, they're down for like 45 minutes to an hour kind of thing. They leave one member of the family up with the babies and they have like a babysitter, which I think is really cool. So they kind of like, they look after each other's young, regardless of it not being their own direct child. They look after other people's children or other whales' children. But when they're diving down, they're having these epic battles of giant squid. And that's why they have all these scars on their faces, because it's the squids like fighting back and they're going down doing like their really precise echolocation to catch squid. And they sleep vertically in the water, which is really unusual. So there's some really amazing footage. I think if you were to just like search it up on YouTube, sleeping sperm whales, or just a picture of it, there's some incredible, it just looks really surreal. These whales in their pod just hanging a few meters below the surface of the ocean, just vertically whilst they're having a little snooze. And it's just like, it's just weird. They're just like, I don't know. I just think they're really cool and strange. But I also, non-whale and dolphin sea animal, I really like octopus. I think they're really smart. Again, they look like aliens, all those tentacles. But yeah, they're incredibly smart. And like the things that they can do to change like their camouflaging and stuff is just mind-blowing.
Fantastic. Great.
Yeah.
Sweet. Thank you so much. I know, again, thank you so much. I know the time difference. It's and appreciate literally your time and for doing this podcast with me.
Of course, thank you so much for inviting me.
Yeah, definitely. Please check out the Games for Waves community on Twitter at Games for Waves. And also, of course, WDC at whales.org. All those links will be below. And thank you, Sally, again, for being a part of this. I really appreciate it. Again, I want to say, from my standpoint and what you guys do for the community and obviously for WDC, is very appreciated. I'm so happy to be a part of this community and being a part of what you guys do. And really exciting to make these connections with friends, other content creators, and we've been pretty supportive of each other, I would say. So like, again, appreciate your time and really appreciate like all what you guys do for, of course, the whales and dolphins and to bring education to the community, because it's so important for our ecosystem. So but yeah, thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
All right. We'll see you. Yeah, check out all those things and we'll see you guys next time. See ya.